VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. China on Sunday summoned the U.S. ambassador in Beijing to lodge a strong protest over the arrest of a Chinese technology executive in Canada. And the United States demand that she be extradited to the U.S. to stand trial on fraud charges. China called the arrest of Meng Wanzhou, the telecom giant Huawei Technologies chief financial officer, extremely bad, and demanded that the U.S. cancel its extradition request linked to allegations that she broke U.S. laws prohibiting trade with Iran. President Trump says last week's court filing in the Russia investigation totally cleared him, but top House Democrats on Sunday raised the prospect of impeachment or even prison time. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
I think it's all turning around very nicely.
That was President Trump's assessment Saturday of last week's filings in the Russia probe and the case against his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. But Senator Angus King views it differently.
The Cohen filing, as you've already pointed out, implicates him in the commission of a felony.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. Meanwhile, the incoming chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, tells CBS's Face the Nation if it's proven Trump directed hush money payments, he could be facing an indictment on the day he leaves office.
That he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
French President Emmanuel Macron will address the nation on Monday in response to the so-called yellow vest protesters who have been holding massive demonstrations across the country for the past 4 weekends. Before the speech Monday night, Macron plans to meet with union officials, local lawmakers, and business leaders for talks on formulating a response to the sometimes violent protests that have rocked the country. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of hardline Hindu protesters and monks gathered in India's capital Sunday to demand that a Hindu temple be built on the ruins of a destroyed mosque. Protesters demanded that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi see that the temple be built where Hindus believe the deity Ram was born. Muslim rulers tore the Hindu temple down to build a mosque in 1528. The mosque was torn down in 1992, leading to riots across the country which left 2,000 people dead, most of them Muslims. A British man who was exposed to the deadly nerve agent Novichok says he is struggling now with his eyesight and mobility, and he fears the poison will kill him within a decade. Associated Press correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Charlie Rowley, who's 45 years old, fell ill in June near Salisbury, England, after coming into contact with a nerve agent that was used months earlier to attack former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Rowley, Skripal and his daughter survived, but Rowley's partner Dawn Sturges, who's also exposed, died in the hospital. Rowley told the Sunday Mirror newspaper that he was back in the hospital for treatment because he was going blind and unable to use one arm.
A spokesman for Yemen's Houthi rebels said they may be open to more talks with the rival government if current peace negotiations in Sweden go well. Some of the issues being negotiated at the UN-brokered talks are a prisoner swap and the reopening of the airport in Sana'a. Some reports say the parties had agreed to the prisoner swap before the talks in Stockholm began, but there has been little progress on issues such as the reopening of the airport and control of Yemen's largest port city, Hodeida. The U.S. military says it has killed 4 members of the Al-Shabaab extremist group with a self-defense airstrike. It happened outside Somalia's capital on Saturday after partner forces were attacked. On Sunday, the U.S. Africa Command said the airstrike happened near Basra, a community near the capital, Mogadishu. The statement says no civilians were involved. An enormous early winter storm is clobbering the southern United States with snow, ice, and strong winds. More than 20 million people from Virginia to Georgia and west to parts of Mississippi are under storm warnings and watches. Virginia and North Carolina are under states of emergency. More than 500,000 people are without power. More than 1,000 flights in and out of the busy Charlotte Douglas Airport in North Carolina have been canceled. Police are strongly urging people to stay off the roads. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.